Hey, wow. It has been some time. Getting the dog here, and we're going for a jaunt, aren't we? Buddy Bean. So, it's been a long while since we've done our walking podcast, which, man, a lot has happened. If I remember correctly, it was just getting cold. The last time I did one of these, in fact. Sorry, that's probably pretty loud. Come on, bud. Getting the microphone situated. So it's funny, the last time I went to record one of these, I was using the Rode VideoMic Go, I think it's called. But I forgot that you need a certain type of cord when recording on an iPhone. And so I had it all set up. I thought I had tested it. Went on an entire, like, maybe 40-minute walk doing a podcast episode. Got home, went to listen to it, and it had been recording inside my pocket, so it was just the whole time. So that was awesome. So hopefully today I did get the cord, the appropriate cord, and hopefully today, man, I have to come back and clean that up. Well, my dog's pooping, so that's good. It's been a long time. I hope you guys are doing well. I don't even remember what all I talked about last time I did this episode or this podcast, but a lot has changed. A lot to catch you guys up on. So first of all, it's like 70 some degrees outside today. It's February 23rd. My sister, oh, there's dogs up here. Hold on, bud. Can you sit? Good boy. My sister had her third child yesterday. Her name is Jane. She was born at 2:22 p.m., which, if you haven't caught on, yesterday was February 22nd, 2022. So, 2:22:22, born at 2:22 p.m., which is nuts. Hey, buddy. Let them do their thing. You don't need to bark. So that's really cool. That's a cool factoid she'll be able to tell everyone for the rest of her life, which is neat. I know I sure will. I'm real nerdy about that. So, got a new niece. So excited to meet her. I get to meet her this weekend. Pumped. She's cute. I've seen pictures. And her brother and sister are so excited to meet her as well. Is going to be super cute as well, Eliza and Levi. In other news, Maria just found out today that she got a new job, a new position as a pre-kindergarten teacher at a school called Faith Christian here in Roanoke. Christian school, one that really kind of called to Maria. She'd been struggling with the public school system and the changes that are being made there, and wanted to look into private school, and this is one that popped up and we've only heard amazing things about. So very excited for her. She literally just got the offer today. She called me on my lunch break and told me. We're very excited about that. Also, I have accepted a new job. I have accepted a new job, yes, at a company called Leisure Media 360. Buddy, let's go this way. Leisure Media 360, traditionally a print publishing company, but as the digital age has come around, some of their clients have requested digital media, so they have been outsourcing that for some time now, and I was hired to help bring that work in-house. So, it's kind of a whole new world for me in the media buying, industry. I'm familiar with a lot of things because I've been in digital marketing for a while, but in terms of advertising and buying digital space online, it's a whole nother world and it's changing every day. So this position, at least starting out for me, is going to be a lot of learning. In fact, there's about 3 months, I think, of training on the software itself that I'm going to be running these campaigns through. And then once I get trained properly, I will be in charge of running all of those digital campaigns for current clients, but then also training the sales team on how to pitch that new in-house service, the digital media. So it's gonna be a huge, maybe not a huge, it's not a huge learning curve, especially since I'm a technology buff. I love software. I've run, social media campaigns, Google campaigns, but this is just way more in depth, a bit more complicated. But I'm excited. I'm super excited about it. I really am. And I think, I've talked a little bit with the company. I don't actually officially start till Tuesday, the 1st of March, but I've been talking with the company quite a bit. I think, kind of longer term goals is I learn the software, I run the software. As we start to get, hopefully, more and more clients needing the software, or not the software, but the digital media buys, I will start to build out a team underneath me, which sounds freaking awesome. I love that sort of roadmap, if you will. I'm excited. Everyone I've met at Leisure has been amazing. Just to flip back to Agenicare, so I love Agenicare. I love Whitney. The transition I'm making from Agenicare to Leisure has been nothing short of amazing. I know a lot of people leave jobs sort of sour or pissed off. Some things happened at Agenicare that need to happen, in my opinion, thinking big picture, but kind of put me in a tight spot where I was pushed to a sales position because a sales person is needed. However, I don't enjoy sales. So as soon as that happened, I started looking for a new position. I think Whitney kind of assumed as much. Phew, that was that big hill I always talk about. But communication with the team at Agenicare and Whitney especially has been key. And I mean, I love Whitney and I love Agenicare. Whitney and I are actually going to be meeting once a week, just for breakfast or coffee, just to talk business and family life and, what Agenicare is up to, what they're doing. And I know there's potential for Agenicare to become a client of mine at Leisure Media. Once I get these systems up and running, I'm able to see exactly what they're able to do in terms of return on investment. I'll feel more confident about all of that and be able to offer it to Whitney. Agenicare and all the different forms of Agenicare there are, so I think it could be cool. I'm excited. She's, a good friend of mine, and I'm very happy that she didn't get super pissed at me. I told myself if I'm gonna do this, I refuse to leave on a bad note. So that was my goal, and luckily I didn't have to make any amends or anything. Whitney's been amazing, and the past week and a half or so has been pretty much just transitioning a lot of my work over to Ashley and Rachel on the team. Rachel is sort of heading up social media and the more digital marketing stuff for House Calls, and then Ashley is switching over to aesthetics. So I know I'm leaving that stuff in good hands. They're both amazing at what they do, and they're gonna be able to hold that up and push AgenticCare into the future, which is super cool. So really, really fortunate to have the friendships I do at AgenticCare, and I will definitely be going back there tons to see everyone. Hopefully I get invited to some of the soirees and parties in the future, but I'm definitely gonna miss it. The people specifically, and just being a part of a very young startup. Leisure Media is still a small company, maybe 30 or so employees, but they've been around since the 70s, I think. So I don't know, I'm excited to go work for a company that's been around for a while, you know. They're very well established. They have good long-term clients. They have their operations, it seems, pretty solidified. So I don't know. It's gonna be a different vibe, but still a small company. It's not like I'm joining a huge marketing company or anything, but yeah, I'm excited. I think I was really in the job search, which we'll skip to that topic now. When I started looking, I had no idea what I was gonna find, but I was very reassured that the work I was doing at AgenticCare and the work I want to be doing is valuable. There are so many digital marketing, digital media, social media marketing, email marketing, there's so many positions open right now in that realm that I love working in, and that just sort of, you know, gave me the confidence that, yeah, I'm headed in the right direction. I know in the past, you know, I've talked about imposter syndrome, stuff like that. So it's good to hear that companies are actually looking for my skill set. And I'm also learned in the job search, and even with what I've learned at Leisure Media so far, haven't even started yet, that I have a ton to learn, you know, a lot to learn. And hopefully someday I do work up those skills and I'm able to lead a team. That would be kind of the dream. So yeah, that's quite the update. Lena is doing great. We keep getting sick. It's kind of like, what's new? The latest, Lena had double ear infection this last week, I think. But she's a champ. She gets sick all the freaking time, but she does fine with it. Buddy's doing good. Haven't gotten to walk with him much during the cold, but days like today are pretty great to go and walk. So I don't think I realized how much I missed these walks until today, like right now. It's nice. But in other news, sort of on the personal brand side, I updated my website a little bit. I've been posting there. I actually turned my pixel art Instagram account into a new kind of photography account where I'm taking product photos of technology and certain things in my life that I enjoy. I took a picture of a few, like a camera and my phone and stuff, and I really liked them. And I put them on my main account, but people on my main account really just want to know, like, what Lena's doing, what Maria's doing, what I'm up to, traveling around wise. You know, like just the normal everyday social media kind of posts. So I didn't really want to bore them with pictures of technology, but I really enjoyed the photos. So I decided to make that sort of second account. If you're still listening to this episode, I appreciate you. And if you want to know, that account is just products. It's what, at products, but it's spelled weird. It's products with a V instead of a U, and then a second S on the end. So That's where I'm going to be posting that kind of stuff. Head pups. Good boy. Good boy. Sorry about the dog barking. I always think, like, man, I should go in after this and cut that out, but I never do. That's all part of it, man. Been talking to Paul a lot as well about content and creative stuff in general. We were talking a lot about, like, last night. I always jump around from thing to thing. Like, the fact that I turned a pixel art Instagram account into an account of technology photos is a pretty clear-cut example of what I do all the time. I constantly hop from hobby to hobby and topic to topic. Come on, bud. And lately, I've really wanted to get back into YouTube again. I don't know. It's weird. It's always funny. I feel like I always do this in times where my life is changing, you know? Like, the fact that I'm getting a brand new job and half my mind space is filled up with, let's start a new YouTube video or get back on the video schedule or whatever. It's kind of crazy. But I don't know. Maybe it's because in a situation where I don't have complete control to be able to say, like, well, I'm going to take 5 videos and post them on my YouTube channel. Like, that's a lot of control. Maybe it has something to do with that. I'm trying to get too philosophical. But I don't know. Life's good. Everybody's happy. Super excited for Maria. Super excited for my new job. There's just a lot to be happy about. I mean, my new niece, so much freaking joy. Yeah, life is good. God is good. I don't know. It's funny, we're both taking pay cuts for these new jobs, but we still are very happy about that. We're gonna have to be a bit more frugal. But I think ultimately Maria will be a lot happier in her new job, and I'm going to be learning a lot in my new job, which makes me really happy. I like learning. I always tell people I like learning more now than I did when I was in school. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, I think that's going to do it. Just sort of an update episode. I'd love to do more of these as the weather, you know, gets warmer and warmer out. And as always, I appreciate you all for listening, joining along on all my shenanigans in life. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time. And as always, remember to focus on the things that matter. See ya.